الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on this silsila, where we cover different topics of stories of the glorious Quran, or parables of the glorious Quran. And these stories, as we always mention, they are not made up stories. They are stories which, and parables which occurred in reality, and they contain a wealth of lessons for us. If only we take the lessons and we practice upon them, then we will gain some kind of benefit. Keep that in mind, that any knowledge that we are learning, if we don't translate that into practice, then it won't be really beneficial for us. If you take a doctor or a lawyer or anybody who's studying for a master's degree or PhD, and they qualify, they've got a degree, but they don't practice on that, they don't help the people with their knowledge, then that knowledge becomes rusted and they have no benefit at all. May Allah protect us against ignorance. I would encourage you, the dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, myself as well, to make good intentions. As our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had mentioned, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, make good intentions in abundance. Intention is something which is in your heart, in your mind, not necessarily what you say. Yes, ulama ikram have mentioned, it is better to say your intention. It helps in your tawajjuh, in your concentration as well. It is better for us. So make the good intentions. I'm listening to the silsila or any silsila or episode of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to practice upon it and teach others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate believers who recite abundant amounts of durud pak, salawat, and salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the famous book Al-Qawlul Badi', there is a beautiful hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This 50 times is a very little amount actually, and so easy for us. If our 5 times salah is established and we're reading those 5 times salah, then at least a minimum, if we recite 10 times durud pak, 10 times salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will cover these 50 times. But don't just stop there. Read as much as you can in your spare time, your free time. Try to read a minimum of 313 times daily. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Sufiya, Awliya Allah, the pious ones have encouraged us. Try to read the Rudi Park and Salawat 313 times daily. This will be of great benefit for us in this world, the grave, and the hereafter as well, inshallah ta'ala. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's discussion, our topic is about the golden calf, a calf which was made out of gold and silver as well. So it's about the golden calf and a mountain which actually flew, a flying mountain. Let us listen. In our previous episodes, we had mentioned the oppression, the zulm of Fir'aun, of Pharaoh, against the Bani Israel, against Nabi Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now after Fir'aun, after the Pharaoh died, the Bani Israel, they got their freedom from his oppression, and they brought faith and iman on Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Nabi Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was then ordered by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to do an i'tikaf, a sitting on the Mount Sinai, Koh-e Tur, for 40 nights. After this period of time, Nabi Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was blessed with the holy book Tawrah. The Tawrah Sharif was then given to him. Remember something here, that we as Muslims, as believers, we believe in all the holy books that were revealed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it was the Injil, the Zabur, the Torah, and above all, the glorious Quran. But the laws of the previous holy books have now been mansukh, they are now abrogated and cancelled, and only the law of the glorious Quran now applies. Keep this in mind. But we accept all of them, the original scriptures that were descended by Allah Azza wa Jal, not the ones that were interpolated and corrupted by their followers, by the followers of the books, but the original ones. Therefore, in order to fulfill this divine command, Nabi Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam goes to Mount Sinai, and he hands the Bani Israel, their nation, their people, he hands them over into the custody and into the care of his brother, who was also a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Nabi Harun ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. The beloved Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam would fast during the day, and for the whole night would engage himself in ibadat, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, for those 40 consecutive days. Now there was a person in the Bani Israel whose name was Samari. He was born an illegitimate birth, if you understand what I'm saying. And he was very deviant, very cruel. Due to the fear of disgrace within her community, his mother deserted him and left him in the cave of a certain mountain after his birth. And here, the scholars have said that the archangel, the main angel, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam, had raised him, had reared him and looked after him by feeding him milk with his own finger. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Samari, he recognized Jibra'il alayhi salam. And Samari's full name was Musa Samari. And of course, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his name was also Musa. Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam brought up and reared Musa Samari. And Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, the oppressor, he had reared and brought up Nabi Musa alayhi salam. It was in the house of the Pharaoh that Nabi Musa alayhi salam was brought up, and along with Fir'aun's wife, Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. How strange is this if you think about it? That look at the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Musa alayhi salam was brought up in the household of Fir'aun, and Musa alayhi salam was a prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and Musa Samari, he was brought up by Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, but he becomes a disbeliever. We must always be fearful regarding the hidden plans of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, protect the iman of our children, our families, and our fellow believers as well, and our generations to come. The same Samari, he now encourages the Bani Israel to start worshipping a calf. Think about this. Nabi Musa alayhi salam goes to Mount Sinai for 40 consecutive days, and at the end of his i'tikaf, his stay upon that mountain, he receives the Holy Torah, Torah Sharif. But in the meantime, a disbeliever, Samri, he encourages the Bani Israel to start worshipping a calf, something which he made himself. This is shirk, this is polytheism, which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will never forgive. May Allah protect us against this. Anyways, Musa Samri, who was brought up by Jibra'il Amin ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he turned into a pagan, a disbeliever. And Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up in the household of Fir'aun, of Pharaoh. He becomes a prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The secret behind this is that Musa Samri, he was destined to be ill-fated from birth. So his rearing and being looked after by Jibra'il alayhi salam did not benefit him at all. And he remained and he grew up into a disbeliever. On the other hand, the beloved Nabi Musa alayhi salam was destined to be a pious one. Not just a pious one, but the cream of creation, a prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salam, who have the highest category and status amongst the creation. And amongst them, our beloved master, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He has the highest status amongst the prophets alayhi salam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. When Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was doing his i'tikaf, his sitting on Mount Sinai, somebody took advantage of this and created rebellion amongst the Bani Israel. He asked them, bring me some gold and silver jewelry. He melted this and he molded a calf. Thereafter, he had taken some dust from the hooves of the horse of Jibra'il alayhi salam, Haydhum, and he placed this into the mouth of the calf and kept it there. It is mentioned in a narration that wherever the blessed hooves of Haydhum, the horse of Jibra'il alayhi salam, had placed its foot, then grass would sprout up. There would be life. And it is from there that Samri, the disbeliever, had taken and stolen some of that dust and sand. So he placed this into the mouth of the calf which he had molded from gold and silver. Now after some time, the calf starts to speak. This golden calf, which was molded by somebody, it starts to make noise and sounds. And somebody says to the Bani Israel, O my people, Musa alayhi salam has gone to Mount Sinai to see the vision of Rabb Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but this calf is your Lord. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. He says, this calf is your God, is your deity, and therefore you must worship this calf. The Bani Israel, they were misguided, and they began to believe Samri, especially after hearing the sounds coming out from this golden calf, that the calf is now speaking. They started to prostrate and make sajda, except 12,000 people, the rest of them, they started to take this calf as their god, as their deity. They started to prostrate and make sajda towards this. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 148. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And behind Musa, his people molded a calf from the ornaments, a lifeless body making sounds like a cow. After those 40 consecutive days were up, when Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam returns to his village, returns to his people, the Bani Israel, after conversing and talking to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and bringing the blessed Tawrah Sharif with him, he was furious. He was upset and very angry to see that his people are worshipping a calf, to see his people are worshipping a man-made object, prostrating and making sajda to this. Nabi Musa alayhi salam go towards his brother Harun alayhi salam. He catches hold of his beard and asks, what have you done? And why did you not stop these people from shirk, from doing this evil act? Sayyidina Nabi Harun ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam apologizes and explains. And this also is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 150. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Oh, the son of my mother, the people thought I was weak and would have probably killed me. So do not make my enemies laugh at me, and do not count me amongst the oppressors. After hearing this explanation and this apology of Harun alayhi salam, his brother, Musa alayhi salam, his anger subsides. He calms down. And he makes dua for his brother, Harun alayhi salam, for mercy of Allah azza wa jal to descend upon him. And then he broke that calf into small pieces, he burnt it, and the ashes, he threw it into the river. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, something very important to keep in mind, that the Prophets alayhim wasalam, they are ma'asum. They don't just not commit sins, they are unable to commit sins. They are flawless. And Allah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has protected others. Like the awliya Allah, they are mahfooz. The Sahaba Ikram, the awliya Allah, they are mahfooz. So Allah Azza wa Jalla protects them against sinning. But the Prophets alayhi wasalam, the malaika, the angels alayhi wasalam, they are ma'asoon and are unable to commit sins. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we come to learn a few lessons from this incident. When the effect of the dust of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam haydhum was such that wherever it was placed, then grass had sprouted, and the same dust and sand was put into the mouth of that calf, it began to speak and make sounds and noises like a cow. Then we come to realize, Allahu Akbar, that the dust and the sand of the feet of those who are chosen by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, like the Prophets alayhi salam, the Sahaba Ikram, the awliya Allah, the pious ones, indeed have much effect and blessings, the effect of blessings and many benefits for us. And it is also allowed according to the Islamic Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. How we take the blessed sand of Madina Tayyibah, Madina Sharif, that it is cure for us, because this has nisbah, it has a connection and a relationship with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of creation. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Nabi Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, when he brought down the Torah Sharif from Mount Sinai to the Bani Israel, and he told them to act upon the commands that are contained within the Torah Sharif, the Bani Israel, when they heard all these commands and masail and rulings, immediately they refused to act upon the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. As a consequence of their disobedience, their disrespect, Allah Azza wa Jal had punished them in such a way that all of a sudden, Mount Sinai, that same mountain upon which Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was doing an i'tikaf for 40 days upon, it actually uprooted itself It started to fly in the air. It began to be suspended in the air over the heads of the Bani Israel. And this covered an area of 3 miles in length and width. Approximately almost 5 kilometers in length and width. When the Bani Israel, they saw that this mountain had risen into the sky above their heads, they fell into prostration, into sajda. And they started to make promises that we will accept the rulings of the Torah and we will act upon them. At the time of prostration at sajda, they were keeping their left cheek and eyebrow onto the ground and were looking with their right eye at the mountain, whether it is still falling upon them to destroy them or not. When Bani Israel, when they made Tawbah, they begged Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and they promised to comply and obey the rulings and the commands that were contained in the Torah Sharif. Then the mountain flew back. That mountain flew back into its original place. The glorious Quran has mentioned this incident in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 171. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ نتقن الجبل فوقهم كأنه ذلة وظنوا أنه واقع بهم خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when we raised the Mount Sinai above them as if it was a canopy, and they thought that it would fall upon them, accept firmly what we have given you and remember what is in it so that you may become pious. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam cared for his people, but they didn't care about themselves. The moment he left and he went away, they changed direction, the direction of their beliefs. Imagine that. That forsaking Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, and they started to worship something which was made in front of them. Something which was made with their own ornaments and jewelry, with gold and silver. And because of the deception of somebody by placing that dust and that sand into the mouth of the calf, and the calf begins to make noises and sounds and starts to speak, they get misguided by this. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, put ourselves in this situation. Are we also following in the footsteps of people like Samari, the Samaris of today, who are misleading us, who are misguiding us with corrupt beliefs? May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us against corruption, against all these corrupt and evil beliefs that are out there. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us purity in our thoughts, in our beliefs, in our practices, in our intentions as well. If we do not obey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, perhaps that mountain of punishment will head towards us as well in different forms. Even metaphorically, it is possible that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will send a mountain of calamities, a mountain of disasters, of musibats and bala towards us. And then we think, and we wonder, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, why do I have this problem or this sickness? Or my family members are always quarreling and fighting and arguing. My kids are rebellious. They're disobedient. They don't listen to me. We see it, how parents are complaining that my child doesn't listen. My child is doing A, B and C. My child is disobedient and rebellious. Ask ourselves, am I rebellious to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? Am I obedient or disobedient to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Because مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul So indeed he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want to be led towards the love and obedience and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, this lies in the love, in the respect, in the honor, in the obedience and the pleasure of the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, this is the mission of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami International has Madani Marakiz, has centers all across the world, globally, in all the major cities of most of the countries, and the work is spreading every day in order to reform ourselves and to reform others as well. In fact, this is the Madani Maqsad and the mission statement of Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. And for this, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has given us a strategy and techniques and a way to actually bring this to fruition, to actually do it practically. How do I reform myself? The Madani Inamat booklet. The Madani Inamat program has been designed by Dawud Islami and by Amir Ahl Sunnah as well, in order for us to help ourselves, to reform ourselves. Become the first drop of the rainfall. Don't wait for the circumstances to change. They may never change. And while you are waiting, you're sitting back and saying, when I get older, then only I will keep my beard. For Islamic sisters, then only will I put my hijab and dress appropriately according to the demands of the Sharia. Then only when I get older, I'll perform my 5 times salah, I'll give my zakah, or go for hajj, etc. But then it will be too late. What guarantee is there that you and I will live till old age? We don't know that, my dear viewers. We have no idea. Maybe today we won't go back home from work, from school, from college. We don't know. On the way, accidents take place all the time. Hijackings, kidnappings, murders, they take place all the time. Allah protect us and our families. But the reality is, these things are happening. Crime is on the rise globally. And before Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, comes to snatch our soul out of our bodies, do something today. Now is the day of action, not the day of accountability. And tomorrow, when we pass away on Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, that will be the day of accountability, not action. We have the chance now. Join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami, which is creating Madani revolutions in the lives of thousands of people globally, from the darkness of sins towards the brightness of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the obedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do join us next time on this beautiful silsila with another brand new topic, inshallah ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قرآن قرآن فرب صار